small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is the Monday bonus episode. All right, it's been a while since we did one of these, maybe a month or so, but we're doing one today. The topic is duets, and the songs have been chosen by the Patreon supporters because, as I said in a past episode, all of the audience curated episodes will now be for the Patreon people. So if you want to get involved, head over to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast and sign up for any tier, and you can submit a song and an intro. You'll be the envy of your family, the pride of your friends. Or is it the other way around? We'd be the pride of your family and the envy of your friends. Either way, you will get to hear your voice and the song you chose on an upcoming podcast. All right. What else is going on? We're into March. Today's Thursday, March 25th, 7 a.m. California time. And I've had a lot of these songs that you guys sent me. I've had them for, man, like 2 or 3 weeks. So finally getting around to recording. And we got tons. Looks like we got like 30 songs today. So I'm going to kick it off with a track. It's a duet by a couple of dudes together. I don't think I've ever discussed duets without playing this song. So let's keep it on brand and let's hear a song by a couple of guys you might know best as Kenneth Loggins and Stephen Perry. I know you like it. Don't fight it. I love it. That song's just fun. It's fun. Got Neil Giraldo on guitar. That guy won't sign autographs. You know that. We've discussed it. What's next? All right. We have, one of my friends from Canada. Let's listen to what I always feel like, do I introduce the person? Do they introduce themselves? I don't know what to do. Sometimes they forget to introduce themselves. I'm going to introduce this woman. This is my friend Karen Landry. Let's find out what Karen has to say.
Hi, Pat. It's Karen from Moncton. My pick for today's duet is Peaches with Iggy Pop with the song Kick It. Thank you.
Tear it up, rip it up, kick it up.
right. That was Peaches with Iggy Pop. The song is called Kick It. I don't know Peaches. That's not Peaches and Herb, is it? I don't think it is. Good pick, Karen. I like it. What's the weather like in Canada right now? Here in California, it's starting to get nice. Summer is already creeping in March. Yesterday was like in the 70s, sunny. Look, I'm not saying that to make you mad. I'm just telling you. Just reporting the weather. All right, another guy who lives in Canada. I think it's a place called Yellowknife. And again, this guy might be the furthest away from me of anyone who sent a song in today. I could be wrong about that. There could be someone somewhere else further away than way, way up in Canada. But let's hear what this guy's got for us.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. John Mutford here. One of my favorite duets is an unlikely pairing that nonetheless works beautifully. It appeared on the second Sweet Relief charity album of 1996 with covers of Vic Chestnut songs. The album is mostly made up of alternative acts like R.E.M., Garbage, Soul Asylum, and the Indigo Girls, but there's one name that really leaps out, and that's pop queen Madonna. I'd have not even guessed she had even heard of Vic Chestnut. And honestly, perhaps she hadn't. She was duetting here with her brother-in-law, Joe Henry, who was a much more likely candidate to appear in this album as a singer-songwriter himself. Madonna's voice here is almost unrecognizable, but she offers a sweet, subtle, supporting vocal to Joe's. And of course, subtle is something you don't often associate with Madonna. Anyway, here's Joe Henry and Madonna, Guilty by Association.
I would have never guessed that that was Madonna. I almost said banana. Yeah, that's Joe Henry and Madonna. Don't forget, guys, when you send your songs in, give me a cue point. Where should I cue it up? I think I played way too much of that song, but that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it, John. It's fine. It's fine. All right, coming up next, we got... Now, this one, I'm pretty sure... is a bootleg only because I do not remember Elton John and Billy Joel releasing a live album from their face-to-face tour. They should have. Maybe they release one in another country. Maybe this is an import. I've already blown it. You already know who's coming up. A couple of guys on piano. A couple of portly gentlemen on piano. One bald, the other also bald, but he wears a thing on his head. I call it a hat made of hair. Here we go.
Michael Mariano, Hilburn, New York. Glad to be on the show. Glad to be supporting Pat through Patreon with all you other Patreon supporters, thank you very much. I was thinking about doing something very popular, very commercial, you know, a lot of play on radio, you know, Stevie Nicks, Don Henley, Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty. But I decided to go with two really classics. Now, I don't hear this on the radio. I don't hear it a lot. I don't hear it enough. In 1998, Elton John and Billy Joel toured together, two classic rock stars. They made the Face to Face album in Tokyo, and because they're both piano players, I chose Piano Man. Enjoy.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure.
Very nice, Michael. Very nice. How did I not see that tour? I feel like that tour went on forever and ever and ever. How did I not see it? I'll remind everyone when concerts start back up, if there's someone you haven't seen, go see them. Especially if it's a veteran artist. You cannot wait. You got to go see them. Because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So thank you, Michael Mariano. Also, thank you for doing a shout-out to the Patreon page. Much appreciated. All right, this next guy's been posting on Facebook a little bit. He's not feeling great. Posted ahead, wearing a heart monitor the other day. Guy lives in the Chicagoland area. And this guy's Woody Meacham. So, Woody, hope you're feeling better. Get well. And let's hear what you bring into the party.
Afternoon, everybody. This is Woody Meacham from Oak Park, Illinois. The duet I'm going with today is Wild, Wild, Wild by Robbie Foulkes and Linda Gail Lewis off of the 2018 album Wild, Wild, Wild. For those of you who don't know, Linda Gail Lewis is the younger sister of Jerry Lee Lewis. So, Pat, if you would, please kick it off at the very beginning. And everyone else, this song is a lot more fun if you actually just get up and dance. Here is Wild, Wild, Wild by Robbie Foulkes and Linda Gail Lewis.
Woody Meacham, you were right. That's a fun song to dance to. Now, I didn't dance. I'm tethered with my headphones, so I could not dance. But look, I hope everyone else did. You know, dancing in your car. Keep it on the road, though, folks. Come on. Let's not get nuts. All right, what's next? Good song, Woody. I like when it's a song I haven't heard before. This song, however, I have heard before. This comes from J.P. Jones and Chrissy Hynde. They had a one-album collab That's What the Kids Say from 2010. Can't believe that's 11 years ago. The album was called J.P. Chrissy and the Fairground Boys. Actually, that's the band. That's what the band was called. The album was called Fidelity. All right, why am I introducing the song? That's what your job is. Let's hear it.
Hey, Pat, Rock Solid Nation. This is Greg Chittister from Northern California. Today for the duet episode, I want to go with Chrissy Hynde. She's done about a billion different collaborations. She makes every song better. This is from her album called J.P. Chrissy and the Fairground Boys. The album's called Fidelity. The song is Perfect Lover. It's awesome. I'm awesome. You're awesome.
Too much and other things.
This is
I
why
shan't.
I love you, lady.
I'd like to think I'd never touch what other women
would not like the others.
I'm a hotbed of addictions, contradictions rule my
day. Like me.
I know it's wrong, but the pull's too strong. Lord, help me walk away. But he's only half my age. He was learning how to stand when I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover, but I have to turn the page. But I want him in my kitchen, standing on my stage.
All right, J.P. Chrissy and the Fairground Boys. From the album Fidelity, the song is called Perfect Lover. So let me tell you about this. So apparently J.P. Jones, Chrissy Hynde, they start a relationship together. As the song says, he's about half her age. And the whole album's kind of a concept album about how they know that this relationship can't possibly last because of their age difference. And sadly, it didn't. But the album's cool. I like it a lot. You can hear Chrissy. She sounds amazing. And it was a very interesting project when it came out, you know, to make a whole album about your current relationship that you think isn't going to last. So I'm going to piggyback this, Greg. 3 years after this album, J.P. Jones releases a solo album called Son of Jack. And there's another Chrissy Hynde collaboration on it. It's called Fancy Man. And so I'm going to play that one, all right? And then, Greg, if you've never heard this album, you know what to do. Hit me up. I'll help you out. Here's Fancy Man.
See, every heart ain't made of stone. Mine's a weary silver chrome, and it's beating like a drum to your soft, sultry rhythm. Can I be your fancy man? Hold your shoulder.
God, I love that song so much. J.P. Jones, the album is Son of Jack. Probably available in the iTunes store. If not, I have it. That's all I'm saying. All right, next up is, he'll introduce himself. This guy usually does a good job with his intros. Let's see what he does here.
Hello, Rock Solid faithful. It's David Festini up here in northern New Jersey. And my selection for the duets episode is a song you may have heard before, but may not have heard this version. Originally released on George Michael's very underrated Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1, the song Heal the Pain was not initially released as a duet. It wasn't until 2017, when the album was reissued, that this version surfaced. Recorded with the legendary Paul McCartney, it makes a great song even greater. I hope you enjoy it, and as always, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Let me tell you a secret. Put it in your heart and keep it. Something that I want you to know. Do something for me. Listen to my simple story. And maybe we'll have something to show. Tell me you're cold on the inside. How can the outside world be a place that your heart can embrace? Be good to yourself, 'cause nobody else has the power to make you happy. How can I help you? Please let me try to. I can heal the pain that you feel inside.
Never heard that song before. Love it. Love it. Great pick, Dave Festini. George Michael, rock and peace. At the time of this recording, I bet George Michael was probably, you know, still at the peak of his powers. And yet when he goes into the studio with Paul McCartney, I mean, he's overwhelmed because it's Paul McCartney, right? Doesn't matter how big you are. If you get to sing with Paul McCartney, you probably immediately turn into a fanboy. That's what I'm thinking. All right, next up, we have two gentlemen back to back. They've recorded their intro and then they've added their song to it. So for about, I don't know, 4 minutes, you will not hear me. And these songs will go right into one another. Actually, there'll be three right in a row. Three right in a row. All right. So enjoy. Enjoy a break from my voice.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Aaron here again, and I've decided to take part in this duets episode. The song I picked here today comes from Gary Moore. Pat, I don't know when you're going to drop this episode, but at the time I'm recording this, this month of February marks 10 years since Gary Moore's passing. With that in mind, I recently purchased his 1985 effort, Run for Cover. One of the songs from the album was a duet with his friend and former Thin Lizzy bandmate, Phil Lynott. And it's a song about the Troubles in Northern Ireland, which was a period of time from the 1960s until the 1990s. And it was a time when there was conflict between people for various different reasons. And with both Phil and Gary having grown up in Northern Ireland, they knew all about this. And as a result, the lyrics in this song are very strong. So, from Gary Moore with Phil Lynott, this is Out in the Fields.
It doesn't matter if you're wrong or if you're right. It makes no difference if you're black or if you're white. All men are equal till the victory is won. No color or religion ever stop them pulling from the dust. In the fields, the fighting has begun. On the streets, the falling one by one. On the skies, a thousand more will die each day. Justice just a heartbeat
away. Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is David Nickel from Ontario, Canada. My song pick for this duets episode is Judy Staring at the Sun by the Catherine Wheel, with Tanya Donnelly of Throwing Muses, The Breeders, and Belly joining Rob Dickinson on vocals. The original version of this track is from the 1995 album Happy Days, although my clip is from the single release which featured more prominent vocals from Tanya Donnelly. I saw a show from this tour, and it was great as Belly was the opener, allowing Tanya Donnelly to join the Catherine Wheel while they played this song during the main set. The Catherine Wheel were a great 90s band and fantastic live. Check them out.
As much as she can see, and what she sees she can't believe. It's just that Judy needs a moment of release to give her peace, peace, peace.
Hey everybody, this is Darren Ficarelli from Warren, Michigan, recording in the best sounding spot in my house, the shower stall in my basement bathroom. For this duets topic, I chose a song featuring two of my absolute favorite voices in all of music. The first is Tanya Donnelly from Throwing Muses, The Breeders, and Belly. This is off of her second solo album called Beauty Sleep from 2002. And joining her on the track was the late, great Mark Sandman from Morphine. This was unfortunately one of his final recordings, but it just seems to kind of add to that haunting quality to the song. The song is called Moonbeam Monkey. You can start at around 30 seconds, and I hope you enjoy.
That was three in a row from Aaron, David, and Darren. Darren, excellent place to record your intro. That's what I'm talking about. You go down to that shower stall. Nice and quiet down there. Perfect. All right. So if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that now we have some ads that are dropped into the show. There's two ads per show. Actually, three. One is after the end credits. There's no credits in this. It comes at the end of the episode. So after the playout song, there's an ad there too, which I'm sure no one's hearing. But during the show, two ads are dropped in. So here's my problem. I'm the one that selects the points at where those ads are dropped in. It's very difficult to find a good spot without it being jarring. So I apologize for that. I don't know where to put it. I try to just do it in when there's like some break in the conversation, or I mean, I could drop it in the middle of the song clip, but that seems weird too, right? Or would that be better than in the middle of the interview? I don't know. But anyway, what I'm telling you right now is at this point in the show, get ready, because here comes one of those ads.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we're back.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. As we head into the bitter cold part of winter, I chose a duet that to me just sounds warm. The Best Thing About Me Is You by Ricky Martin and Joss Stone. Released over 10 years after La Vida Loca, I like this more than most of his early 2000 hits. And Joss Stone sounds amazing as always. Hope you all enjoy. Stay warm. Take care.
My crying days are now history.
History.
I had a change of philosophy.
Philosophy.
I take each day as it comes to me.
And I won't take myself all that seriously.
So baby, don't say no.
Say no. Come on and just say yes. You know it's time. You wanna make it good, don't wait until manana. I think I'm cool, cause your name's on this heart-shaped tattoo. Now the best thing about me is you.
From 2011, that is a great tune. Thank you, Brian Raisin. All right, this next gentleman, he lives right here in Southern California. He's a great dude. And I don't say that just because he took me to lunch once. Although you do get points for that. I look forward to our next lunch. We went to Five Guys. We had burgers and fries. We were two guys at Five Guys. Here's Kurt Payne.
Hey, this is Kurt Payne checking in from Southern California, and the duet that I've chosen is something that I believe is semi-rare. It's a live track from a 1988 concert in London. It was something called the Ames Gala, A-I-M-S Gala, and that was put together by Bill Wyman, and the concert featured a number of different artists, but for me, the highlight was a performance of Elvis Costello and Chrissie Hynde, just the two of them together with their acoustic guitars, and they did three songs. They did the Burt Bacharach Hal David song, Windows of the World, the song Days by the Kinks, and the third one, which is my pick for the podcast, and it's one of my favorite early Beatles songs called There's a Place. As far as I know, this concert was not released on CD, at least here in the U.S., but there was a DVD that came out, and I guess that's floating around out there if you want to try and hunt it down. And the other thing to keep in mind is, I mean, we all know there are a ton of Beatle covers out there, but I don't think too many people have covered There's a Place. And I just think that Elvis and Chrissie do a really, really nice job with this. Hope you enjoy it.
Stop it. Who knew that it would be Chrissie Hynde Day here on the duets episode? She has tons of duets. I'm gonna piggyback it again. This song is called Postcard from London. This is one that appears on a Ray Davies album. Ray and, were they married? Were Ray and Chrissie married, or did they just have a kid together? Either way, they had a relationship that produced a child. This is Postcard from London.
Jesse again and read the message that you wrote on the reverse of that same postcard. Always seemed to give me hope, though time will pass us and fade from view. I hope sometimes you think of me because I
postcard from London. Original version appears on an album called The Kinks Choral Collection. That's a Ray Davies solo album. And this was a single that featuring Chrissy that was purchased on something called the iTunes Music Store or the iMusic Store. I don't know what they call it anymore. But Chrissy, once again, my favorite. If you follow me on Twitter, I've been posting a picture of Chrissy. Not Chrissy Stratton. Chrissy Hynde every day. It's your daily Chrissy. You're either enjoying that or you're sick of it by now, but either way, it's not going to stop. All right, coming up next, here's a guy. Does he rock? I think he does. Does this song rock? I think it's gonna.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, this is Joe Reynolds from Philly. My duet is from the 2010 solo album by Slash, called Slash. The song is Baby Can't Drive, featuring Slash on guitar, of course, and duet vocals by Alice Cooper and Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls, Steven Adler on drums, and Flea on bass. And the song's also written by Alice Cooper, Scherzinger, and Slash. Thanks, Pat.
Six in the face, doing her hair, running red lights in her underwear. She likes to step on the gas, put her foot to the floor, music to her ears when the engines roar.
There ain't much she can do.
That's like a super group. Flea, Alice, Slash, Nicole, Steven Adler. They propped him up on the drums. What do you think? They zip tied him to that stool so he could get through it. Good song, Joe. I liked it. All right, coming off of that, we got Matt Berkey. I think he's going to class up the joint. Here we go.
In the year 2000, B.B. King and Eric Clapton released the album Writing with the King. The album has five King songs, but I picked a blues standard, 1941's Worried Life Blues. This is Matt Berkey saying, don't let the worried life blues get you down.
So bad for us to part. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
So many nights since you've been gone, I've had alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
So many days since you went away.
Little blues for us today. B.B. King and Eric Clapton. Thank you, Matt Berkey. Worried Life Blues. A lot of people probably had that this past year. Might still be experiencing that. But I think think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's March. Summer's coming. Hopefully in the next few months, we'll be out and about a little bit more. I am looking forward to getting back to recording with people in person. People right in the room with me. We've done it a few times this past year, safely and from a distance. But I want to get back to that. I mean, this podcast was never the interview of the week podcast. As a matter of fact, I never did Zoom interviews before. But with the pandemic, I did embrace it. I've been very fortunate to have some great guests. And moving forward, I will have guests, musical guests in person, but I will also reach out via Zoom to people that don't live in Los Angeles, because that seems to be working. But soon we will not have interviews every week. We will have Mike and Murray and Schmitty and Christy and Christine and David Wild and Alexi, Courtney Cronin. You know, I want to get all these people back, you know, in the same room, face to face, at the microphones, and just doing some fun topics again. But I appreciate you guys, you know, enjoying the interviews. Got some good ones coming up. Susie Quattro is back next week. So much fun. We got Claudette Robinson of the Miracles. She's the first lady of Motown. In April, we got Klaus Meine from Scorpions. Got the Dead Daisies, two of them. We got two Daisies, Glenn Hughes and Doug Aldrich. I'm not going to edit that out. Hopefully, Robin Wilson from Gin Blossoms. We will get that rescheduled, and that'll drop in May, hopefully. And I've been told that we're finally going to have a member of Cheap Trick on the show. So, fingers crossed for all of that, and you know, let's move forward. Come on, 2021. Let's be a good year. All right, this next guy, he's thinking out of the box with his duet, and I like it. Here we go.
Hello, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from the suburbs of Philadelphia. Pat, if you will allow it, I'd like to take a left turn in the podcast and submit an instrumental duet instead of a vocal duet. The song is Emerald by Thin Lizzy, and it has a guitar solo featuring the twin lead guitar attack of Scott Gorham and Brian Robertson. Gorham and Robertson start out with their signature twin guitar harmony sound, then it goes straight into a call and response guitar duet. Really, it's a guitar duel between both of them. Pat, I know you can't play the entire solo, so I encourage all of the listeners to search this one out and play it till the end, because it's a real barn burner. Also, Ace Frehley and Slash covered it a few years ago and really did it justice. Pat, please start it at 2:06 and play it as long and as loud as you can. Stay safe, everybody, and Pat, thanks for putting together this wonderful music community.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Excellent. Here's a classic duet, though. This is courtesy of me.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out. money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
Sonny and Cher. Excellent. All right, let's move on. Who do we have next? We're going to go to Colorado for this next intro.
Greetings, Rock Solid friends. It's Carly Anderson in Denver, Colorado. Many have covered Ryan Adams' song, When the Stars Go Blue, but my favorite version is a duet between Bono and the Coors, specifically vocalist Andrea Kaur. This was recorded back in 2002 for a live performance in front of their family and friends. I hope you enjoy it.
The stars go blue,
dancing where the evening fell,
dancing in your wooden shoes
and a wedding gown,
dancing out on 7th Street, dancing through the
That's excellent. I have never heard that one before either. Thank you so much, Carly Anderson. You recently heard Carly last Monday on our U2 Deep Cuts episode. So if the voice sounds familiar and the artist sounds familiar, then you know it's Carly. All right, this guy's got a duet with a couple of dudes. I love this one. I've played this one before, probably a couple of times. Maybe too much. Let's find out.
Hi, Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. For my duet, I reached back to my favorite period of music, the 80s, for a song from the seemingly unlikely pair of Clarence Clemons and Jackson Browne. In 1985, they released a feel-good song called You're a Friend of Mine from Clemons' solo album, Hero. Clarence Clemons was, of course, the saxophone player for the E Street Band, and his playing is one of the features of this song, along with background vocals performed by Brown's then-girlfriend, Daryl Hannah. Hannah and Brown split a few years later, and she's now blissfully married to another famous singer by the name of Neil Young. You're a Friend of Mine was released in October 1985, reached number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the highest charting song by any member of Bruce Springsteen's backing band. This video had some of the most close-up singing between two men since David Bowie and Mick Jagger in Dancing in the Street, which is a bit strange to see, especially in our current socially distant times. But overall, this tune is upbeat and positive, and it never hurts to have a reminder about the value of having friends in life who are there for each other no matter what. If you can, play it from the beginning to get that Clemens solo right off the bat. Thanks, Pat.
Very nice. Very good. Thank you, George. All right. This dude also took me out for food. Food and drinks. I think I got drunk this night. Jeff can tell you. He'll probably call me a lightweight. Here's Jeff Frank.
Gabba Gabba, hey, it is Jeff chiming in with my pick for duets, and I am going with Drugstore El President. So this was a duet featuring Thom Yorke and lead singer Isabel Monteiro off the most excellent, very underrated White Magic for Lovers album. And I got turned on to this in 1998 because the video was in heavy rotation on MTV2. And Drugstore, if you're unfamiliar with this late 90s Brit pop, a little bit of dream pop, UK-based band, but they had a Brazilian lead singer. And actually, the song's lyrics are dealing with South American politics around those, you know, pesky dictatorships and whatnot. And interesting note that this is actually Thom Yorke's first venture outside of Radiohead singing on anything. So I say crank it and stay frosty.
Thom Yorke in there? I couldn't even tell. Is his voice similar to the woman? Or was that him? I don't even know. But thanks, Jeff. Thanks for sending. Certainly, we appreciate it. All right, now as I mentioned earlier, we have those pesky ad insertions. Again, these ad insertions are to offset my cost for Art19 to host the podcast. So that's why I'm not making money. It's just offsetting my cost. It's just saving me money. So here's your warning that an ad's coming up in about a second.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. All right, what do we got next? Oh, this is a good one. I think you're going to like it.
Hello, Pat, and all of my fellow Rocksolidians out there. Love this idea for a duets episode. There are a lot of really good duets out there in music. There's also some pretty bad ones. But one of the ones that I really like is a little number on the posthumous Michael Hutchence album. Michael Hutchence, of course, was with INXS, and he collaborates with U2's Bono on this number. It's a great number. Bono, of course, over the years has cited his relationship with Michael Hutchence and dedicated the song Stuck in a Moment to the late great singer. And in this song, Michael Hutchence sings the line, "I just want to slide away and come alive again. If only it could be so." Great band, INXS. They've really never been able to recapture that fire that they had when he was with them. But Pat, if you drop it at about a minute and 10 seconds and let it go, if possible, all the way to a minute and 50 seconds, it's a great song and one of my favorite duets. All right, all of you out there, keep fighting the good fight and be good.
We've had dudes and dudes. We've had dudes and chicks. Now we're going to have two ladies. Lady on lady action. That's not right. That's not what I meant. So this one comes from the Wench Dog, Kevin Wench. I call him the Wench Dog.
Hello, it's Kevin Wench from Springfield, Missouri.
The Wench Dog.
I love a good duet, especially male-female duets. But to quote Diedrich Bader from Office Space, two chicks at the same time. Okay, Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson are not chicks. They are two talented and accomplished female artists. In 2008, a holiday compilation album was released entitled The Hotel Cafe Presents Winter Songs, with the lead track being Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. What can I say about the song other than it's beautiful?
Song, Kevin. Very nice. All right, this next guy's David Ace. He likes three things. He likes Queen, Fastball, and his family, and in that order. David helped me in preparation with my Fastball interview this past year, and this is a song he wanted me to play. I believe he wanted me to ask about this song. I don't believe I did, because I don't listen to David. He doesn't tell me what to do. He's not the boss of me. But, of course, this is a Fastball duet with some artist. I'll let David tell you.
Hey, everybody. This is friend of the show, sometimes host of the show, co-host of the show, David Ace Gutierrez. For the duets, pick this week I am choosing Which Way to the Top from Fastball's 1997 platinum album, All the Pain Money Can Buy. The singer Poe is featured on this track. She happened to be wandering by with Matt Sorum, wandering by the studio where Fastball was recording All the Pain, and she decided to check out what was going on. Miles Zuniga invited her to leave a vocal on the track, and what you have is some magic. I think her vocals really elevate it. It's got a nice groove to it. If you let it play out from about 2 minutes and 5 seconds to the end, Pat, I think you'll see what I mean. She really adds a lot. She puts a little Christmas on it, as they say. Poe, of course, in 1995, had a few hit singles from her Hello album, her debut album, and then another album wouldn't surface until about 2000, her Haunted album. She was the victim of many mergers and acquisitions and whatever was going on with Atlantic Records at the time. But I encourage anyone to go check out her catalog, and she did a lot of singles and covers. Anyway, Poe on Which Way to the Top from the greatest band in the world, Fastball. Anyway, take care. Bye. Thanks.
Won't you tell me which way to the top?
A good track. I did not ask the members of Fastball about that track. If I ever talk to them again, I will lead with it. I promise. Okay, sometimes you get an intro that's sent in and it just makes you smile. And that's what happened when I heard this.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Wes Anthony.
And this is our intro duet. Our song was written by country music legend Mel Tillis and originally recorded by the Everly Brothers in 1960.
Then in 2007, producer T-Bone Burnett chose it, along with 12 other songs, for Robert Plant and Alison Krauss to record for their now classic album, Raising Sand.
Raising Sand was a smash hit with critics and listeners. It went platinum in the United States and went to number 2 on Billboard's country albums chart and number 1 on Canada's country albums chart.
The following year, it cleaned up at the Grammys, winning 5 awards, including Album of the Day.
Year, sorry.
Lately, it seems like the past year kind of blurred into one long day. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
From their album, Raising Sand,
here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss singing Stick With Me, Baby.
Everybody's been talking. They say our love wasn't real, that it would soon be over. That's not the way I feel. But I don't worry, honey. Let them say what they may. Come on and stay with me, baby. We'll find a way. Yes, we'll find a way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I was going to give out an award for the best intro today, and I know we haven't heard them all, but I'm sorry. The Rocky, that's what I call the awards here, the Rocky Awards. The Rocky goes to Kerry Scott and West Anthony for their duet intro to the song Stick With Me Baby. I don't even know how they did it. It sounds like they're in the same room together, and yet I know that's not true. West Anthony lives about 6 miles from me, and Kerry Scott is up in Canada. So, best editing on an intro, The Rocky goes to West Anthony and Kerry Scott for their intro to Stick With Me Baby. Also a great song choice, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. That album is now 14 years old. And I read recently, because I wanted to research this, Robert and Alison did go into the studio to try to do a sequel album or another album together, and it just wasn't working for either of them. It wasn't gelling the way they had hoped, and so they both decided not to do it. And I think that's good, because Raising Sand is excellent, and sometimes you don't need to try to recapture that magic. Sometimes the magic is the magic. But anyway, West and Kerry, thank you so much. Dare I say, you can never submit solo again. You always have to do your intros together. Sorry. That's how it goes. All right. Let's continue with a guy from Chicago who always does a great intro. And this is an excellent duet that he's going to introduce. So here we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in once again from snowy Chicagoland. When I hear the word duet, the first two names that pop in my head are Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. I still remember the first time I ever heard one of their songs and being blown away at how perfectly two voices could blend together. The harmony, the joy, the pain, the soul that comes through is undeniable. My choice for this episode is You're All I Need to Get By. It's an amazing performance, even more so when you know that Tammy was recovering from brain surgery that she had had just weeks before. You can even hear Marvin encouraging her throughout, ad-libbing, "Come on, Tammy." It's exquisite. Pat, take this one right from the top and get your tissues ready. It's Marvin and Tammy, You're All I Need to Get By. Enjoy, and as always, thanks for having me.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
A perfect one. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, there was a weird filter or something on your intro this time. Usually you are like, studio quality intro. That was strange on my end. I don't know what happened. It sounded like you were an alien, kind of. All right, this next one, this is a dude on dude duet. I make fun of this guy a lot, but I do love him when he's good. And that's Meatloaf. This is from 1984. It's not from one of the Bat albums. It's not from Bat 1, Bat 2, Bat 3, or Bat Live, or Live Without a Bat, whatever you want to call it. But this song is the title track to the album Bad Attitude. And Meatloaf gets to sing with the one and only Roger Daltrey.
Nothing to prove. Did every hero was one.
couple of dudes with toots, Roger Daltrey and Meatloaf. Moving on. What do we got? I don't know if I know this next song. I've said that a lot today. I don't know it. I don't know what that is.
Hi, Pat. Kingsley Dwyer from Adelaide, Australia. For today's episode, I would like to play an obscure In Excess duet. The song is Jackson. It's a bonus track on an EP of remixes from the Swing album called Decadence. Michael Hutchence is joined by Jenny Morris, a singer from New Zealand, who was working with In Excess as a backup singer and who went on to have a solid solo career. Thanks for the great show.
Lay the sucker down.
Let's go to you.
Fine, didn't go out.
We got mad in a fever, hiding in a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talk, and man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, yeah, go to Jackson. But don't comb that hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
That's cool. I like that version of Jackson. I'm gonna piggyback once again, though, because it's Chrissy Hynde Day. What's turning into it? This is In Excess with Chrissy Hynde. The title track to 1993's Full Moon Dirty Hearts album. Here we go.
Full moon in a dirty sky. That's all we can hope for. Yeah. Full moon. Surprised by the way it is. Our broken bones for less. Yeah. I took a voyage, on the deep blue sea. But I had to swim away. I swam away that day.
Chrissy Hynde, she makes everything better. Gotta love it. I know I do. All right. Moving right along. Not many more left. Whoa, that's the same one. Very sleepy and clunky today, folks. It's a bonus episode. No apologies.
Hello, Pat, and to all the rock-solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from the beautiful Blue Mountains over in Sydney, Australia, with my bonus episode selection for this show. The song is This Old Town. It's a collaboration between Paul Weller and Graham Coxon. Of course, Graham Coxon was in Blur, or is in Blur. I guess they're still together. And Paul Weller, well, he needs no introduction whatsoever. The song was released as a download single back in July 2007 and also as a limited edition 7-inch July 2007. The song also features Zach Starkey on drums, and it reached peaked at number 39 in the UK singles charts, so it didn't do too badly at all. So here are Paul Weller and Graham Coxon, This Old Town.
Down on
sounds like one that Mike Siegel would enjoy. Nice, nice, nice. I like it. Good song. Excellent, Steve. Also, John Mutford, you lose because I believe Kingsley and Steven are much, much further away than John Mutford is. So those are the new winners today. All right. Next one, Dwayne Hoffman.
Hey, Pat. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. The duet I've chosen comes from guitarist Gary Moore's 1985 album, Run for Cover. This rocker is called Out in the Fields, a track about the turmoil in Ireland. This duet features Thin Lizzy's Phil Lynott on vocals, a band Gary spent some time with. I would suggest starting the track at the 32-second mark. Thanks, Pat. Rock on.
It doesn't matter if you're wrong or if you're right. It makes no difference if you're black or if you're white.
Believe it or not, we're going to do a double shot of Gary Moore. We've had so many Thin Lizzy, Phil Lynott related tunes today. It's kind of crazy. But are we going to have another one? Let's find out. Let's find out.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this episode titled Duets, I chose a song from Gary Moore's After the War album, called Lead Clones, released back on January 25th, 1989, which features both Ozzy Osbourne and Gary Moore on vocals. The song makes fun of bands like Kingdom Come, who were popular at the time for trying to sound and look like Led Zeppelin. There's a lyric in the song that Ozzy sings, "You've stolen from the Houses of the Holy," referencing to the Led Zeppelin album and song Houses of the Holy. Thanks, Pat, for these episodes. You and the listeners stay safe.
Song is called Lead Clones, L-E-D, again for Led Zeppelin. Jerry Riggs always brings the rock to the show. Next up, we have Troy Torreson. Troy was here with Kyle via Zoom, and we did the Mud Club episode. So let's find out what Troy is bringing to this episode.
Hey, Pat and the Rock Solid crew. This is Troy from New York with my pick for a duet. From A Whisper to a Scream by Elvis Costello. The duet is with Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze fame, and I think it's a real great slice of early 80s power pop.
Walking around, looking like a big mother, son out of this is a bad
excellent pick, Troy. I've not heard From a Whisper to a Scream in quite a long time. I actually forgot how great that song is. So thank you. That's from 1981. It's from the Trust album. Check it out. All right. This next guy, his voice is like just a big, it's like a big Southern hug. You know, it warms you up like a shot of Jack Daniels. You got to love it. Tony Greathouse.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse in East Alabama with my submission for the duets episode. My duet is with Swamp Dog and John Prine. John Prine, we all know, and Swamp Dog is a cult figure whose 1970 debut, Total Destruction of Your Mind, is the one album I tell folks that they need to hear, that one buried treasure. I've only found it a year or so ago. In 2020, they had a duet called Memories on Swamp Dog's last album, Sorry You Couldn't Make It. Pat, if you start it about 27 seconds in, I think it'll be good. Thank you for letting us be part of the show. And y'all, be sweet.
Memories don't leave like people do. And that's why I'm a man. I'm always gonna be with you. I look at your picture and count the days. When you come back, I'll love you just that many ways. The many thoughts of you dancing in my mind keeps me entertained at night and shortens the time.
Memories don't leave like people do. And that's why anytime, anywhere, I can still be with you. Memories don't leave like people do. And that's why I'm a man. I'm always gonna be with you.
I got lost in it. Almost played the whole thing. John Prine, Rockin' Peace. If you follow us on Twitter, at Rock Solid Show, I've been putting a Rock Solid deal of the day up there. There was just a new box set. I think it has the first 7 or 8 John Prine albums remastered for a nice price. So you can look through the Twitter feed and find that. Find a link to Amazon. I put links to Amazon. I'm not getting any kickback from Amazon. It's just the link I put there. I don't know. Where else are you going to buy it? You going to go to your record store? Maybe you will. You going to buy it through Barnes & Noble? Maybe. Probably will be more expensive. Going to get it through Target? They might not have it. Is Best Buy your guy? I don't know. I just do Amazon. They seem to have everything. All right. We have one more. Then I'll do a little bit of promotion. Then we'll do the playout song. All right? So, our last listener submission is coming from Craig Trombley. Now, if you didn't hear your song today, it's because you didn't get it in time. So moving forward, I will always take the first 25 to 30 people. Okay? So be quick about it. The next time you see me posted on Patreon, whatever the next topic's going to be for the month of April, just get in there. Don't think too long about it. Record your intro, attach the song, let me know the cue point, and send it in to rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, enough about that. Here is Craig Trombley.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid people. It's Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. This duet is between Bob Pollard from Guided by Voices and Kim Deal from the Pixies and the Breeders. I think it was only released on the soundtrack to the movie Love in a 45. Not a great movie, but the soundtrack is really pretty good. I'm not even going to say the name of the song. I think everybody will know it, but it's pretty sparse arrangement, kind of pitchy vocals, kind of adds to the song a little bit. Enjoy.
Love Hurts. That's a very raw version, Craig. Bob Pollard and Kim Deal. It's always good, though, because it's a good song, right? Like, Craig, you and me, we could sing that song and it would be good. Dude on Dude. Let's do it, Craig. Lay down your vocals. We'll get Steve O'Dockerson to write the music. Let's do this. We're not doing it. All right, that's the show. I got to be honest with you. I felt a little clunky today. What, am I going to go back and record the whole episode over? I'm not going to. It's a bonus episode. It's a bonus episode for you to start your Monday with. So, little promotion. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. T-shirts, episodes, all that good stuff. You can follow Kyle at kyle.dotsonfunny on Twitter. You can follow the show at Rock Solid Show. And you can go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And, you know, throw us $2 a month and you can be involved in these episodes. All right, it's time for the last song. It's called The Last Duet. It's from 1980. It's from the album called Barry. The artist is Barry Manilow. And his duet partner is none other than comedian Lily Tomlin, not really known for her singing. Thanks for listening, and here we go. The song is The Last Duet.
I think it's time for a Seagull Stinkeroo.
A Seagull Stinkeroo.
Stinkeroo.
You and me.
just go away.